Words matter, so do images, but never in history have they mattered so much, so quickly, to so many people. And never have they been so lethal or easy to manipulate. Make no mistake, the latest surge in anti-American violence is the result of conscious manipulation and exploitation by the shadowy producers of The Innocence of Muslims, the film that sparked the embassy attacks, by Muslim extremists in the Middle East and Islamophobes here in America, by political leaders on both sides of the world. And of course, the media made it all possible, because while the spark may be set in social media, it still takes mainstream media to fan the kind of flames we see across the Middle East today. So what exactly happened here? Well, the tragic Benghazi attack appears to have been a carefully planned assault on U.S. interests using the cover of the protests sparked by the film. But for the violence in Cairo, Yemen, and elsewhere, it's not really about the U.S., not at root anyway. This is Egyptian politics layered onto regional Islamist politics with the U.S. as the bogeyman. Our story so far. A Muslim-hating guy in California and a collection of shady characters with extreme right-wing credentials produce a fourth-rate movie in the U.S. insulting the Prophet Muhammad. And when I say insulting, I mean vile. The film shows once in a California theater. A few clips, some dubbed into Arabic, are posted on YouTube, and no one cares. And then a rabble-rousing Islamist cleric on a pan-Arab satellite channel airs the clips, and the you-know-what hits the fan. When reached by American reporters, the producer claims to be a Jewish-Israeli real estate developer named Sam Basile, who's trying to show the truth about Islam. We now know that was just a smokescreen. His real name is reportedly Nakula Beseli Nakula, an Egyptian Coptic Christian with a criminal record and a reputation as an extremist. But none of that matters now. The damage is done. Embassies across the region are under siege, and extremists on both sides are calling for blood, which appears to have been the whole point of the charade. Steve Klein, the founder of a Christian hate group in California and part of the shadowy group associated with the film, told one reporter, "We went into this knowing this was probably going to happen." It's a classic tactic. Bait the hardline Islamist into anti-American violence, and you feed anti-Muslim anger. That, in turn, potentially destabilizes the new regime in Cairo, which is the goal of some extremist Copts, a Christian minority in Egypt fearful of the Muslim Brotherhood now in charge. For those manipulating the violence, the film isn't a cause, it's an excuse. Ditto the Islamophobic talking heads who again have a bully pulpit in the U.S. media. Back in the early 80s, scholars started talking about the so-called CNN effect, the idea that because they were watching world events play out live on TV, policymakers were forced to respond before they had time to digest the implications and formulate cogent strategy. In short, they ended up shooting from the hip before they had all the facts, much as President Obama accused Mitt Romney of doing this week. In the context of Arab politics, the wrong words or images are welcome fuel for the fires of extremism. We saw it with a comment from then-Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice about the birth pangs of a new Middle East at the height of the 2006 carnage in Lebanon. In the violent upheaval tied to publication of insulting cartoons of the Prophet Muhammad, in the threat of an obscure Florida preacher to burn the Quran, and in numerous other examples where words and images led to violence and death. This isn't about freedom of speech or American values, as some claim. It's about cold, cynical manipulation of American ideals, manipulation that cost the life of an American ambassador who represented those ideals to the world and has endangered many others like him. As the U.S. Embassy in Cairo tweeted on September 11th, "Sorry, but neither breaches of our compound or angry messages will dissuade us from defending freedom of speech and criticizing bigotry." For the moment, the extremists have the upper hand. There are serious questions about the Egyptian regime's failure to adequately protect the embassy, but the bottom line is that the Muslim Brotherhood-dominated government is now on the defensive. In Egypt and across the region, hardline Islamists have a new excuse to flex their muscles because American values have been exploited in the cause of extremism. I'm Lawrence Pintack.